Doria Lawrence and Violet Dayton, and I think Lena Domoski dressed Doria, and Ethel dressed Violet. Ethel the Smalka.
Who was Lena dressing for?
Oh, for Esther Dayton. Doria helped it prepare the body for the casket.
Can you describe the clothing that they were wearing when they left the hall?
Well, Doria was dressed in new jeans and blouse and boots and a corduroy, green corduroy jacket trimmed in fur and braid, and a pair of spotted rabbit mittens. And she was carrying a sack containing her old clothes, which when they go out on the walk that they're taking, they'll pound those clothes on the edge of the bank and calling for the bad spirits to go away. That hung over until this was done.
Inna e nekarele ko betre
Can you tell me who you're dressing for this ceremony?
My daughter is dressing her sister on account of her mother. I lost my wife last year in April. That's why she's going to dress her sister.
What's your daughter's name?
Ethel Dayton Redstone.
And what's the name of the person that Ethel Dayton is dressing?
Julianne. But she's not here. She's the one that's supposed to have been down before, but she never came down.
What kind of clothing is Ethel made for, Julia?
It's some mouton jacket she made, and then the rest is like clothes like this from the store. And then this mouton pagi, they trim it with rough, and then the sleeve they put some kind of trimming, bead trimming, and around the waist they put some kind of trimming, fur trimming.
Did Julia do the beadwork herself?
Ethel.
Can you tell me, are there any special dishes that you're making up for the potlatch? Are you making any special food for the potlatch?
Yes. It's putting up this moose meat soup for the potlatch. And then we'll have today, I don't know what time they'll have it. They have meat cooked up already, soup made up already. And whenever they're ready, then they'll let me know.
Will you have some food for tomorrow night's potlatch also?
Yes. I've skinned some moose heads, you know, what they throw away. And it's, a lot of people used to make good soup out of it. I really like that. So I got it all ready for tomorrow's potlatch. And then after the potlatch is over, I still intend a couple of guys might sing a native song made for my wife. You know. I know my sister is down here from Galena. She made a song, I think. And then my niece, Angela Huntington, is down here too. She said she made a song, but I think she taped it. And then there's a guy from Husley came down. Little Sammy, his name is. He also made a song for my wife. I haven't heard it yet, and that'll be tomorrow night.
Will the dressing take place tomorrow night also?
Mm-hmm. Right after everything, all these sports are over.
Where will the dressing take place?
At the community hall.
And how will the dressing take place? Will it be done in the community hall in front of a curtain?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they put the curtain in front. They get dressed behind, and then I guess they let them go outdoors and walk up the road for a little ways and come back in.
What will happen to the clothes that night after the person goes home? Will they do anything special with the clothing that has been given to the dressed person? Like in Nulato, they put the clothes in the cache overnight after the dressing.
Mm-hmm. I don't. This is first time I'd see this, and I didn't know my daughter was going to dress her sister. I don't really know how they do it down Nulato. I've seen it, but it takes lots to mention how they just really do it. So that, I don't know what to do with it.
Have you ever seen a netsul done here in Kayakuk before?
What's that?
The netsul, the old celebration when in the old days they used to have dressing here in Kayakuk?
They never used to have that here. They used to, when some person die, like in the spring, and come down in the spring, there's few guys make a native song for them. And then they used to come in the community hall with them calicoes. They throw it in, and they grab it, and then they start going around with it. And they all the women start to wash up dance.
Was there a dressing that happened after the material was passed out like that, and after the washtub dance?
No, they just didn't have no dressing them days. They just tear up those calicoes, cut them up so many yards, and passed around. It's not only calico that they bring in; like a dozen pair of socks and gloves and all kinds of clothes. Excuse me for a while. when they dance with that calico, that they call that washed-up dance. That's why the native, the guys that make songs are singing. You know, just like playing music and dancing. And the woman's out there, you know, and they call that washed-up dance while they hold that calico, all circled, you know, around the, in the hall. And then in between times, they have potlatch, native food, whatever they cook.
When did you see this happen in Kiakuk? What year, do you remember?
Well, ever since I started to remember. Sometimes it's really big potlatch, sometimes I can't remember just what year, but I've seen a lot of it, though. Like another time, one spring there, we heard that, well, we were just grown-up boys then. We heard that they were going to have potlatch up Cochrane, that's 30 miles above Ruby there. That's the first time I've seen a lot of people. All the guys from Tanana came down and further up, and all the way from Kaltak down this way, we went up there. And when they start to have that potlatch, the meat they piled up in for the potlatch was, well, it's about this, piled up around this big house. This place is about 24 by 26. That big a pile with all the stuff, you know, all kind of meat, dry moose meat, bear meat, beaver meat, geese, dried ducks, and all kinds of native food.
Where did they pile it up, inside the hall or outside?
No, they had to do it out in this. The time I mean in Cochrane, they had to do it outdoors. Too many people in the community hall was not big enough.
Did you travel up there from Kiakuk?
Yes.
How long did the potlatch go on?
Oh, I'd say about a week. You know, going steady every night, and you know, everybody was so happy, you don't even feel how long it lasted.
Did they have a potlatch, and then did they sing songs after the potlatch at nighttime?
Yes, just like all the way along here, the same way, sing and washed up dance. They had to do that outdoors too.
Did they have a dressing at the end of the potlatch?
No, they never. They have this dressing from Nulato down. Nulato, they do that. I don't know. I heard some stories why they dress up people, you know. When they lose one of their relation, that's known as that dress up another person. And they tell me that when you just lose your relation and just bury them up there at the cemetery and then let everything go, just like you don't care for the person. But to remind people that they still think of the person, the relation that they lost, I guess that's what I heard anyway. That's why they stress people like that.
Is this why you're dressing for your wife this year?
Yes, she's a big loss to me. And when my daughter Ethel asked me to dress up her sister for her mother, last year she asked me after her mother died. I told her you can go ahead.
At the Cochrane's potlatch that you saw, was there anything that happened that people gave out calico or anything at the end of the potlatch?
Yes. You know, there was quite a few deaths up there at that time. 3-4 guys. And whatever clothes they had, you know, they potlatched that around too, besides the calico. And those days, you know, there's a lot of money, and the calico was cheaper than what it costs right now. And you used to get a lot of that. You buy the whole store out.
Did they give anything else out besides the clothing and the calico? Did they give out anything else?
Some did. You know, like they really think of their relation and like what all the stuff he had, whatever she had or he or she, he just gave it all out, like guns and snowshoes, axes, tents, anything, whatever the person that passed away had left. He passed that all around. So.
Have you ever heard of the Indian word Netsul? The Indian word Netsul that talks about the potlatch?
No, I can't quite understand.
Leave it alone.
I've heard in the old days there was a little fence made, and then all the presents, the clothing.
Oh, yeah. What you mean is that records, that's before our time, before I ever remember, I heard about it. Nootsil, you call it. That's what you mean.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. They said that time, I don't know how they couldn't quite understand how they mentioned. You could fill up that dance hall full of stuff, all kinds of stuff, right from the store. Every person, just whatever they want to buy, they just bring it right in there and throw it in that pile. And that's what they call nootsil.
Did they used to have this in Koyukuk?
Yes, I heard about it.
Can you tell me anything more? Like, was there dancing?
Mostly I've seen is all that washed-up dance and then this music dance. Up river, the time when they had this Cochrane potlatch, that's the first time I've seen Tenai people dance their way. That's in a native song. They make a native song and they dance in that. And about five or six guys do that. They just come up the road, you know, the road was downhill like that. And I seen them Tanna bunch. There's some of them living yet right now in Tanna. They dance right up that road, according to this song they're singing.
What did the song mean, do you know?
No, it's just to make them lively. It's just like you're dancing to music. It's quite hardly no words in it, but it's just dancing song. We call it Altona, and that's upriver. We call them Altona. That's what it means. That country. After tomorrow, they're going to have some kind of games again. I don't know whatever they got in mind. It's all written down there. I never had been down there and look at it. But after all this place is over, they're going to have potlatch, and then they're going to sing little. There's two or three guys, they're going to sing. And then I bought some stuff here for my wife from the store. She ordered some shirts and blankets for me. And I'm going to pass that around besides her few clothes, whatever she had left over. That's why we wanted my two daughters to come down, one from Fairbanks and one from Tanna, but they didn't make it. So since Ethel's sister, Julianne, didn't come down, that's the one she's supposed to be dressed. She's supposed to dress as her sister, Julianne. She didn't come down, so 'cause my daughter here, Violet, she might take her place. And then after they dress her up, they're going to send that clothes to Julian. That's what they do down the ladder. After that's over, then we're going to pass these blankets around, you know, to guys that... What they do is we... Just like we pay the guys, you know, like blankets and shirt and socks, whatever we think to pay them with. You know, like digging the grave and whoever make the coffin. Last year I ordered a coffin from Fairbanks, that one I used on my wife. So just like I'm paying the guys that dig the hole up there for my wife's grave. And that's the last what you do, you know. You have to do this. The way they do it before is a year after the person is dead. Pass the stuff around like that. This, she left me with three girls and five little boys. And there's three older boys and this daughter, Ethel, she's the one who's first eight. 12 altogether. They're all going to school. It's a lot of worries, all right, but anyway, making out, just the same. I'm trying my best anyway. My sister Lena Demoski came down from Glenna. She lived up Glenna. She came down. She's got a song for my wife. And then my niece Angel Huntington came down from Glenna. She's tape recorded one, two for one of my daughters. And then this little Sammy from Huxley, that's the one who came, flew down from Huxley to made a song for my wife too. So there's, I don't know if anybody, until you hear it, you go right there and hear it. It might be another guy, I don't know. Last year, before she died, we got in kind of tough luck, like. Once one of my little boy came up from school while we were downtown, the fire stove went out, so start built fire, and by mistake it put jet fuel in there, and that blew up while his brother was sleeping over there. And his brother, this kid that started that fire, hollered fire, and right then we was coming in. And the same time our boy over there jumped up and he seen that fire in that can, so he just threw water on there, what he shouldn't have done. That way it just splashed all over him. That carpenter got burned up. They called it a second degree burn. And he went down, they had him sent down Anchorage. And he had skin grafts. That one that won the race today, Alvin Dayton. And then he said they were going to send him out to outside from Anchorage. So me and my wife, we decided to go out and visit him before they sent him out from Anchorage. So we went down to Anchorage and we stayed down there about 10 days, I think, with my boy. And after that we came back, then she started having problem with her heart. And one time, the first time she got it, they were having a show down dance hall, schoolhouse. That's when it hit her. Second time was in here, in here, and it then she started feeling getting weaker all the time. And every time she talked to me about it, she says, the third one gonna sure get me. I just don't think like that. Just pray, just don't think of it. And she was really right, and the third one got her right in this house while I was in Galena. And then when I first heard it, I happened to went to sleep in one house there. A couple of guys, I was sleeping when they came in. I was sleeping and didn't know I was sleeping. I wake up as soon as they came in, and this one guy said, gee, that's too bad that Esther Dayton died, that was her name. Didn't make it, quite make it to a hospital. Right there I jumped up, and this other guy found out I was over there. Didn't want to get me excited like. So he told him to keep still. Right then I got up and I asked him, what's this all about? I heard him playing as Esther Dayton. Didn't quite make it to the hospital. So then they wouldn't tell me. So I went out and I went down to this Sidney Huntington's place. That's my niece Angela's husband. He offered me coffee and started to sit down. Just both of them was in there, and my niece Angela says, sit down and have coffee. And this looked kind of serious to me. So I kind of find out what there was something wrong. So I asked my niece, what that guy meant up there this morning. She said something about Esther Dayton. I said, uncle, she says, that's right. My auntie Esther Dayton didn't quite make it to hospital. Had heart failure. That's where I found out it was in Galena. While I was there, they brought the body down. Then we flew down here with them. Sure, it's a big loss to me, but I guess God is with me anyway.
What's your name?
Flora Elliott.
And where are you from?
Huslia.
And how old are you?
47.
Your parents' names?
Mary Vent and Larson Charlie.
And where did they come from?
Larson Charlie come from Kaikuk, and my mother come from Old Cutoff.
And what's the name of the story you're going to tell?
It's a story about Porcupine.
Was there any special time when this story was told?
A million years ago, I guess.
Did you learn the story from your mother?
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, why don't you tell the story?
Okay. Yaqil zuhat an taqil ligit zuhil toban at sach awil. Don't look on bikna labal zuh. Dari ne hitni. Yun zine qayhil zubayil ni liganad yun tuhqa adago is zahni. Ida skatliq doli ho hitni. No nika qun qaslqan da ni yilni zuh. Nikil tosuq dodni aha ni. So no no dang rabal. So you will rahli at sahili. Ahil. Don't look on kun blazon rabal. Dodi ne ilni. Yun juni kahil zubail nil ganadion dago hoka es sah ni. It is katler doli ho hilni. No nika gritty nukutsa hilni so. Dodni, Nikitosur Dodni aha needs of none of Dangabal. So you clear rail at Sahili. A whisk. don't look on con. No, you con got our bath. So that's your grand sartorine, hitney. You junior, I hit the bail need to gun at you that I go cast sarne. It an honest cut clear dolly ho hitney. Oh, tatla needs a nag. The canal oil cannot look ox. Couldn't you get a red suit of nothing, no canadial ox? You cut clear at dolio. So none, he's not al batoon, or dahadil, or so. Go, or that not tad nixo. No loy do that long will go. Go no a yo, cast it, achil he. Tad it, ach. So, tadal gots, so tak cut loch yun and none yo. Tak cut loch a holzen, abas or his niggats rana. So, what are you a hul? Don't go home coon. Sis hong kun tin yitin lehant so ka nos tena hilni. E ho in de itl do. Ka nos tena non nitlis itas tul. Go sis ide, go ligit zalni. Non nitlis itas tul hilni. He has let's hula ni. So. Non a colon itas tul hilni hul. He has colon hula ni. You call on ital tulla hulu, baka yo, kohnid nor what? So, hunal yoreli do yoreho. So, not got lodo call yoreli. So, dodo and zwach nidreo. So, it is radio. So, it. You draw at the yoreho nil an really, a hul. Hong kun did me. Dorgo so nilton, see it sell, dorgo so nilton, see it sell me. Kada kohkalig kung kada attasli rabbit song bizni kung kada attasli kada nito na siyo siyo zatli taliyo yi atle doko ile no goldo no goldo kus kada nito na hagnik. Хой до хоол л инс нөхөл хой хоо наа л гүс окей.